I have a good story on. I'm trying to decide how best I should introduce this topic.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, it's not. I'm not a conservative. I'm not a liberal. I am a libertarian. That means I reject both left and right. And here is a news story which illustrates perfectly for me.
So you're wrong both ways.
Why that is. Left, actually. My name is John Wright. That's all you need to know.
Oh.
I'm Mr. Wright. Here's the story. Lawmakers are rolling the dice on internet gambling. Now, you know Representative Barney Frank? That's the noise that I make every time I hear his name, except this time, Gary.
Oh, he's finally said something right?
Barney Frank unveiled a legislation today that would enable Americans to legally gamble online. Barney Frank said, "The government should not interfere with people's liberty unless there is a good reason. This is, I believe, the single biggest example of an intrusion into the principle that people should be free to do things on the internet. These websites can exist. You know, you can go online and you could play fruit machines or, you know, virtual slots, virtual poker, blackjack, whatever it might be. You just can't pick up any winnings through the traditional channels because of these laws that are in place against it." The real question is, who put this law into place? And I'll tell you who. It was President George W. Bush, 2006, and this legislation would repeal this language in these bills. Here's something that Barney Frank specifically and that liberals in general are saying that I agree with. And listen to this. Representative Spencer Bacus, you know who that is?
I've heard the name.
Republican Alabama. Mm-hmm. He said in a statement, "If you put a computer in a teenager's bedroom or in a student's dorm room at a college, it's a temptation that many fall prey to. In fact, studies have shown that the earlier one begins gambling, the more likely it is he or she will become a compulsive problem gambler. Therefore, he argues that this will serve as a clear danger, a quote, clear danger to our youth and encourage gambling addiction at a young age." Now, have we heard these arguments any time before?
Yeah.
We've heard them from the opposite side. Anytime something happens that they feel is a danger to the youth, let's say guns, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it amazing how the left and right line up with respect to liberty? Here we have gambling, Gary, okay? And the exact same arguments being used by opposite parties than if the issue were guns, for example. Mm-hmm. Let's take his statement here, Barney Frank. He says, "The notion that a society should prohibit something entirely because of the possibility that children will abuse it is a terrible blow to liberty."
Well, you know, if there was a way that they could limit it to people over 21 or 18.
But you may as well argue that, you know, you shouldn't have any alcohol for sale.
Well, they control that pretty well.
Barney Frank believes society should curtail guns because of the possibility that people will abuse it.
Mm-hmm.
So why is he arguing in favor of gambling, in favor of online gambling, because he thinks that kids might abuse that? This Spencer Bacus, Republican, he argues that gambling should be illegal online because it's a danger, you know, a slippery slope to addiction. Mm-hmm. He rejects when Democrats use the same exact argument to want to ban or tax trans fats or fast food or guns. You see? Once again, it proves my utter rejection of both the left and the right.
They're hypocrites.
I reject conservatism and liberalism because they're both inconsistent.
Yeah.
You know, they stick with... Here's what happens. So let's say you're a conservative, right?
Of course.
You are a conservative.
I am.
Well, you stick with whichever rights you traditionally support.
Mm-hmm. Which are correct.
And then you try to ban or curtail everything else. Now,
which are wrong.
The liberals do exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
But in the
opposite way.
Right. And in this case, it happens to be the conservatives trying to infringe on liberty, online gambling. Mm-hmm. And the liberals are supporting it. But it could just as easily be the liberals trying to infringe on liberty and conservatives supporting it. This is why I'm a libertarian, Gary. Mm-hmm. All liberty should be upheld, uninfringed upon. All actions should be free, unless they're infringing upon someone else. So the next time you ask me why I'm not a conservative, you know, people ask me that because I tend to run into more conservatives than liberals.
Mm-hmm.
On balance. I know a lot of liberals too, but I tend to run into more conservatives. And the next time, you know, someone asks me, this is my answer. I'm not a conservative because the conservatives are no better at upholding some liberties than the liberals. They both infringe upon my rights. It just depends which ones you're talking about. If you're talking about drugs, same-sex unions, gambling, sexual freedom, liberals are less likely to use government to interfere. If you're talking about guns, taxes, and markets, what car I drive, and that sort of thing, conservatives are less likely to interfere. But the bottom line is, you know, so far as stamping on Americans' liberties goes,
they all do it.
Neither of the two major parties are much better than the other. And the only reason I give the edge to the Republicans is because they have Ron Paul. So as far as I'm concerned,
and they don't want to tax you to death.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, you libertarians.
Yes.
Okay, driving home.
I'll answer for all of us together. Thank you.
Driving home Sunday. I was listening to what KFWB, you know, talk show, and the discussion on Craigslist. You know that murder, and the police are watching Craigslist.
Yes.
Right.
There's another example.
Well, this libertarian.
Some people abuse Craigslist, so let's shut it down.
Well, this guy was arguing that the police should have to have a warrant to go and look at Craigslist.
To look at it?
Yeah. To gather evidence of a crime, they should have a warrant.
Well, it's free to look at, so why can't they look at it without a warrant? But
before they can use any information or gather information on Craigslist, they should have to have a warrant.
Well, I think to bust down a door, they should have a warrant.
Yeah, but to get the information, to get the warrant from Craigslist, they need a warrant to do that. That's what he was arguing.
Well, that's crazy.
I think that's crazy.
Right. Where I have an issue is, well, of course, it's more with the law against prostitution, but I feel personally... And this has nothing to do with morals, by the way. Morals do not come into it.
You don't have any.
I have plenty, but I don't want to use them to infringe on anybody else. In other words, what I kind of think is I may have a personal moral aversion to someone paying for sex. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to tell them that they are going to be put in prison if they do that.
You wouldn't do it, but they can do it if they want to.
Exactly. That's what living in a free society is all about. And I think on Craigslist, personally, you know, of course it's about prostitution and the law against it. But and if, you know, if that law didn't exist, then there'd be nothing against it on Craigslist. But I kind of feel like Craigslist is almost serving as a guarantor of liberty in some ways here. Because what's happening is these people are coming onto Craigslist and they're listing sexual services. Mm-hmm. And then people are coming on and finding those sexual services, calling up, paying for them, and it's all happening privately and, you know, without any harm to society, without any harm to anybody else. And whether you have a moral aversion to it or not, I think it should be legal. Well, we'll sort out the world.
Yeah, when we rule the world.
If I ruled the world. Yeah, I should find it real quick, shouldn't I? Since it just suits us so well.
Yeah. There's Tony Bennett.
Here we go. I want this guy singing while I have dinner sometime.
If I rule the world.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Standing in the corner of the restaurant and singing.
Right, he's a great song stylist, isn't he?
Yeah.
The first day of spring.
Now, then compare that to Roseanne Barr's national
Every
anthem.
Heart would have a new song.
Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
She should be on the terrorist watch list for that
of
song.
The joy every morning.
Well, I would think that they would profile her if they saw her.
If I rule the world, every man would be as free as a bird. Every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure each day that occurs. My world would be a beautiful place where we would weave such wonderful dreams. My world would wear a smile on its face, like the man in the moon has, when the moon beams. If I rule the world,
la la la,
every man would say the world was his friend.
Yep.
Is the world your friend?
Yes.
There'd be happiness that no man could end.
See?
Mm-hmm.
If I ruled the world,
my friend,
everyone would be happy, Gary. The world would be a better place. There would be Coca-Cola on tap for everybody.
Wow. Even in the schools. Yes.
Yes. Teeth would be rotting everywhere, thanks to me.
There'd be sunshine in everyone.
That's right, sunshine. Bringing it to all states.
If the day ever
Yep.
You mean even Washington State?
Yes, because I would aim to increase global warming.
Yeah, because they don't know what sunshine is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Global warming.
Yes, yes. Mr. Tony Bennett, thank you.
Bravo.
Yes. And see, it makes me feel good now. Because,
all right.
Yeah, I feel like I've accomplished something this afternoon. I've issued my libertarian decree upon the surrounding communities.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone... What, Linda? What? Do you get the impression that she doesn't buy it?
No.
I don't think she's buying it from me.
No.
She ain't buying what I'm selling.
Well.
She ain't smelling what I'm stepping in.
That doesn't matter. It's just as long as our sponsors are buying it.